During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump had some very harsh words for Mexico. His signature campaign pledge was to build a wall along the border, and he singled out Mexican immigrants.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
On the campaign trail, he pledged to ramp up deportations and put an end to protections for undocumented people who came to the U.S. as children. Roberto Dondish knows those words have had an impact. He's the Mexican consul based in Seattle. He's been traveling throughout the state and talking with Mexican nationals about their concerns. Dondish told me about the two important messages he's trying to get across.
One is for the Mexican community, and that's be calm, but be prepared. We're going to learn more and more about what the next administration plans on doing, what policies are going to be in place. So be calm, but again, get everything ready. And that's something that I've been telling them before the election, before anything like this. That's all something you always have to keep in mind. Second message, which is a very important one, is not only for the Mexican population, but it's the population at large. It is a time when people have to come out and understand that part of their community might be feeling left outside. And any message of inclusion, it's truly appreciated by the community.
So those are the messages that you're bringing to people as you're traveling around the state and talking with them. When you're in conversation with people, what are you hearing from them? What are they most concerned about?
Well, there is concern. There is concern, and it doesn't have to do only with immigration. It's really about this idea of, are we welcomed? And that's the situation that gets complicated, because I'm hearing this not only from people who are were working in the field with or not necessarily with visas. We have a lot of people working with H-2A visas, which are temporary work permits. We are also hearing it from people who have green cards. We're hearing it from people who are married to U.S. citizens. So it's this situation in which the question is, are we welcomed or not? And that's where community becomes very important. And community, what I mean by community, is not the Hispanic community or the Mexican community, but the community in the cities, in the small cities, large cities, where when the mayors come out and tell everybody, no, you are part of the community, you are welcome, that really helps.
Is there one family or one story that you remember that stays with you?
The ones that hit you the most are the ones with the where families are worried that they're going to be separated.
From their children?
From their children. That's the one that it's very difficult to tell somebody, you know, be prepared and leave clear instructions on what's going to happen to your children. And then we have the DACA situation, in which you have all these kids who are great kids. They're good students. They're doing at university level or high school level, who might never really lived in Mexico. Many of them don't even speak Spanish. Many of them, and this is a situation, don't have Mexican citizenship. They're entitled to it, but they haven't gone through the process of getting it. So the reality is that they don't have citizenships right now in anywhere. So these are kids that, in reality, they feel that they're part of the U.S. community. So we're also trying to get to them and, you know, tell them, first of all, get your Mexican citizenship in order as well. And one of the things that I also tell people, you know, Mexican people, remember that you're always welcome in Mexico. Mexico is always open to its people.
Mayor Ed Murray has declared Seattle a sanctuary city, but undocumented people living in other parts of the state may not have the same support. What's your advice to people living outside of Seattle?
Well, again, it's about being in touch with the local authorities. I've been in the Tri-Cities areas, had good conversations with the officials there. In the Yakima Valley, had good conversations with the officials there. I think, you know, these are places where the Mexican population is not only in some places, it's even the majority of the population, but also that it's the base of the economy. And the feeling that I get from everybody, it doesn't really matter what political party they are part of. Is it the logic of we understand the importance of maintaining the community working the way it has been working? And that's a very good message.
Is there one principle that you think would be important for U.S. officials to keep in mind as we move forward into the next few years?
Absolutely. The Mexican community in the U.S. has always been about family, it's always been about community, and it's always been about work. These are hard-working people that come to this country in many cases because they're looking for better-paying jobs, because they're looking for opportunities. We want to provide those opportunities in Mexico. We want to get to that situation. But if in the meantime they choose to come here, I think the U.S. is better for it. And hopefully we'll work together on that basis.
Roberto Dondish is the Mexican consul based in Seattle. He'll be traveling throughout the state of Washington in the coming year.